Now let's take a look at the details of this deal. The developer purchased roughly 14 acres of land at $200,000 per acre for a total cost of $2.8 million. However, they were able to sell the outparcels for $1.8 million, resulting in a net land cost of $1 million. Architectural and engineering costs, which included all due diligence, totaled around $300,000, with another $700,000 for leasing commissions and promotion of the property. Total construction costs were right at $10 million, or about $120 per square foot. Additionally, governmental approval and legal costs were another $800,000. This developer has excellent credit and was able to finance the entire deal, which resulted in an interest expense of $1.2 million, for a total project cost of around $14 million. Publix leased 45,000 square feet at about $11 per square foot, while the remaining 40,000 square feet of shop space leased at an average of $23 per square foot. All leases were triple net, and projected NOI was $1.4 million. That resulted in a yield on cost of 10%. Also referred to as an unlevered cash on cash, this number represents the return that the developer would receive if they kept the property. It also represents the maximum cap rate that a developed property can sell at to break even. However, this property was sold at a 7% cap rate. That would indicate a selling price of $1.4 million divided by 7%, or $20 million. With net project costs of $14 million, this resulted in a profit of about $6 million. However, this project was an enormous effort that took 2 years to complete. It is also important to note that not all projects are this successful.